Ad blocking yields to Meta, Lovable raises $400 million, and scanners masquerade as AI bots. uBlock Origin, widely regarded as the most technically capable ad blocker available, has effectively conceded defeat against Facebook's native ad delivery system, according to the story generating 654 comments on Hacker News, one of the day's largest discussions. The concession is specific. Not ad blocking generally, but the particular challenge of distinguishing Facebook ads from regular content when both are served through identical infrastructure, with dynamically generated class names, server-side rendering that intermingles ad and non-ad content, and aggressive detection of browser extension activity. Meta has engineered against filter lists in a way that requires understanding the page's internal logic at runtime, logic that changes frequently and is deliberately obfuscated. The business stakes are concrete. uBlock Origin carries somewhere between 40 and 50 million active users, according to extension store statistics. Facebook's advertising revenue depends on ads being seen, and if any meaningful fraction of those users had been successfully blocking Facebook ads and now cannot, the revenue implications are measurable in tens of millions of dollars per quarter. The HN thread ran in parallel directions: technical analysis of exactly how Meta's approach works, and a more structural debate about whether browser extension models can survive indefinitely against a motivated platform with Meta's engineering resources. The antitrust framework relevant to platform advertising came up repeatedly in the discussion. The Sherman Antitrust Act prohibits two things: anti-competitive agreements between competitors and monopolization, acquiring or maintaining monopoly power through exclusionary conduct. Critically, large market share alone does not constitute monopolization in the legal sense. Courts require evidence of both monopoly power in a defined market and its willful maintenance through exclusionary means. For digital advertising, the threshold legal question is how to define the relevant market. Facebook advertising, social media advertising, or digital advertising broadly each produces a dramatically different market share figure and a different legal analysis. Whether Meta's technical countermeasures against blockers constitute exclusionary conduct in an advertising market, as opposed to a platform operator's legitimate control over its own infrastructure, is a question the thread did not resolve. Lovable, which lets non-engineers build full-stack web applications through natural language prompts, raised $400 million in a Series C at a valuation placing it among the most highly valued AI coding tools companies. Hacker News' skepticism was specific rather than categorical. Acknowledgement that the product works for certain classes of applications, combined with concern about ceiling effects, the points at which AI-generated architectures cannot be extended without rewriting from scratch. The $400 million bet is that Lovable can keep pushing that ceiling up faster than user ambitions grow. A security story with practical infrastructure implications rounded out the segment. Automated vulnerability scanners are reportedly spoofing AI crawler user agents, making malicious scanning traffic appear to originate from legitimate bots like Claude Bot, apparently to slip past rate limiters and security rules configured to allow AI indexing traffic. The 213-comment thread discussed WAF configuration responses, bot detection approaches, and the degree to which the robots. TXD convention retains meaning when user agents are trivially spoofable. The attribution behind the scanning activity remained unclear from the reporting.